Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We're Hit Radio. I'm your host, Mark Matheny.
You have a business, and with YouTube, you can open your door to half.
Tonight, guys, I want to talk about some things, and I'm hoping that you have an ear to hear. We have a lot of things going on in the news. The push to impeach a duly elected president of the United States, President Donald Trump. We know that they've been trying to do this for about 3 years now. They've been relentless, charging him with several different things, attempting to affect the elections, election fraud, Russian collusion, dealings with banking, so on and so forth. And then coming out with this preposterous allegation that he would do quid pro quo with Ukraine, when there would be no necessary reason for him to. There would be no single reason for him to do any kind of quid pro quo with Ukraine in order to win the election in 2020. I mean, it's pretty clear, according to most polls, most big investment firms, and so on, that President Trump, barring the fact that he may just drop out, would win the election in 2020. But the deep state, the elites who are pushing for a world government system, have been relentless in attempting to oust President Trump from office. They have tried anything and everything and have not been successful. They recently came out with a whistleblower who just basically blew it. The whistleblower, because it was released. It was released in Drudge Report. It was released on other mainstream media outlets. And then Donald Trump Jr. released the fact that, and tweeted out the fact that Mark Zaid was the attorney for Caramella, or CIA Ramella, whatever you want to call him. And so the mainstream media tried to make an issue out of that, but Eric Chiramella, or CIA Ramella is what I call him, had in fact, his lawyer had called for a coup, or basically stated that a coup had started as far back as 2017 in a tweet, Mark Zaid. The coup has started, first of many steps, and then he put hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment will follow ultimately. And of course, they made an issue because of a conversation with President Trump and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. And President Trump was simply trying to find out what the corruption allegations, or at least to hear the hearsay of what was going on in the Ukraine about corruption, possible corruption. One of the people involved, of course, Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden. And like I said, I talked about this in another, in a video that I did, a video report where Glenn Beck set out in a timeline, an excellent timeline, the foundation for all of this attempted coup against President Trump as far back as 2014, 15, 16, around in that area in Ukraine. A lot of things going on over there. And so this has been a well-orchestrated event because they were preparing for Hillary Clinton to win, and they thought she was going to win. That's why Hillary Clinton and them were bold enough to sell 20% of our uranium to Russia. This is why they were running guns into Benghazi, up into Syria. They were doing all these things because they were ready and confident that Hillary Clinton was going to take over the seat that Obama had been in, creating ISIS, the caliphate, attempting to overthrow the rest of the seven countries spoken of by General Wesley Clark. Pretty far back, as shortly after 9/11, after the 9/11 attacks, when General Wesley Clark saw the classified information about seven countries being overthrown in 5 years in the Middle East. All of this ties together, people, whether you think so or not, in different ways. You had the death of Jeffrey Epstein. We've seen information coming out with ABC News covering up stories that could have really been detrimental to not only Jeffrey Epstein, but to Hillary Clinton, because the story would have been broke right before the elections. The story would have implicated Bill Clinton, her husband, and of course, ultimately would have ruined her chance to run 2016 elections, thought she was going to win. So they were confident, and the president came in and actually won. This threw their whole game off. Not only did he win, but he came in with a different agenda. This is why they don't like outsiders. This is why they don't like you if you're not part of the left-right paradigm. If you are not the Republican or the Democrat, they don't want you in there. But Mark Zaid, the lawyer of the so-called whistleblower, Eric CIA Remella, issued a number of anti-Trump tweets in 2017. There was a lady on his tweet that said, a lady, Deborah Ackerman, stated, "We can't afford this president." Where Mark Zaid came back and said, I vote we get rid of him. Anyone else with me? But he didn't stop there. He took a swipe at Trump supporters as well. There was a tweet on Twitter by a Virginia Barnett who said, replying to Mark Zaid, saying, "Mark, are we really going to be able to get him out? He is dismantling our government department by department. It is really scary." Whereby Mark Zaid said, "It's very scary. We will get rid of him. And this country is strong enough to survive even him and his supporters. We have to." And then Mark later tweeted on July 23rd of 2017, MAGA, hashtag MAGA, get rid of at real Donald Trump. So these guys are, you know, are continuing this push. We've got the impeachment hearings now, this inquisition that is run totally unorthodox and not according to congressional standards and according to constitutional standards. And I'm not saying that. This is by many great constitutional lawyers and scholars who are saying this. They're saying that this is a sham. This is a coup. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, calls it a coup impeachment. And so this is why I'm coming on tonight, because if you're out there and you're listening, this is a serious time. This is not fun and games. This is not a show. There are serious repercussions to the choices we make today. There are going to be serious repercussions if President Trump is ousted from the White House by these enemies of the state. They're not enemies of the deep state, because they are the part of the deep state. They're enemies of the state of the union. They're the enemies of the state, referring to these United States of America, upon which we pledge our allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is what the elites want to undermine and want to destroy. This is why they're taking the national anthem, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, and destroying these things, attacking them, stating that they're racist. When these are the very things that have liberated mankind from slavery and injustice. And that's why today I'm pleading with America to wake up, to understand what is happening. Because we are at war with the deep state, America. We have elements within our government, within the CIA, the NSA, and others, who are attempting a coup d'etat upon the President of the United States. And the bad thing is, the media is complicit. Most of the media, the mainstream media, is complicit with this. They are all in. They have played their hand. They have sold themselves to the deep state. They sold themselves to the globalists. And they have played their hand, and they were sure that they were going to have Hillary Clinton in to continue their push towards a new world order, to push climate change, the abortion, the open borders, the destruction of the industrialization of America, deindustrializing us, increasing government dependence, welfare, refugees pouring in, the destruction of our individual sovereignty, nationality. The Democrats are betting everything on removing Trump from office. But yet they want to avoid you know, a second revolution. They want to avoid an uprising because they know that there's millions of Americans out there that are armed. They know that there are millions of Americans out here who have served our country as veterans, and even those who weren't veterans, just regular citizens who are armed, who love their country, who are patriots, ready to take action to defend this republic against a lawless band gaggle of criminals, against this deep state coup that wants to seek for authoritarianism here on our shores. And this is what we're witnessing right now, guys. This chapter in the history of the United States, in the history of humanity, we are witnessing one of the biggest coup attempts that we can imagine. And, you know, and they've tried for 3 years. They're desperate now. I call them the desperate-crats because they are desperate. They have the CIA, the NSA, the Department of Justice, the FBI, but they're elements within these organizations and probably some rogue elements that we can't name that are nameless but are working for the deep state, who are throwing everything at Trump. Everything they have in a last-ditch effort to get him out of office before the 2020 elections, because they know otherwise he is going to win. And they know their platforms of socialism and communism, basically, that they're pushing is not popular here in the United States. Nobody wants this crap. They know they have no way of paying for all their promises that they're dishing out. You know, you've got some really loony representatives in the Democrat Party. One of them is Maxine Waters. And she called for President Trump to be imprisoned and put in solitary confinement. She's a representative of the United States who has sworn an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have a president that was duly elected, and she has the nerve and the gall to say this, to call for President Trump to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. How dare this woman say this against the president of the United States with no evidence of any wrongdoing by him? They probably want to throw him in there so they can do a Jeffrey Epstein on him to get rid of him. I don't know if you understand this, but these people hate President Trump. They hate what he stands for, people. These people have been pushing hard and long and patiently to create this form of world government, authoritarianism, a technocracy. As I've talked about, they have pushed long and hard to do this. And President Trump has come in, and the American people now are backing him. And now they're not able to carry forth this agenda. And this is why they are ticked. And now you have this fake news corporate media that has just given up on all credibility. You know, has decided to throw away the facts, and they've just come through with every fake bombshell about Trump, Ukraine, Russia, so-called whistleblowers who have been exposed as CIA operatives. And in reality, all these media hacks have just become crisis actors, basically, who have been handed scripts by the CIA. You know, they're just reading these scripts. They're just doing what they're told like good puppets. And they pretend like Trump has been Hitler, has been carrying out the most dastardly deeds and heinous crimes. But yet, for example, in Ukraine, the only crimes that we have found were evidence that the DNC had been working with operatives over there to somehow affect the elections in 2016 in favor of Hillary Clinton. And we had people arrested and convicted there. And then Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden come out in the news because Hunter Biden is there being put on the board of Burisma, $1.8 million going over to banks over there. And then you have an upright prosecutor or investigators over there who decide to investigate these companies. And Hunter Biden was going to be implicated. So Joe Biden comes out and he threatens Ukraine, threatening to take away $1 billion if they do not stop that prosecutor from investigating Hunter Biden, his son. Quid pro quo. Like I said today earlier in a broadcast, the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump was vastly different. Joe Biden threatened the country by threatening to withhold $1 billion if they did not stop an investigation into corruption. Donald Trump, after talking with the president of Ukraine, incidentally, in the same conversation, if you read the transcript, the president of Ukraine stated that he wanted to end corruption in the Ukraine because he knew it was very corrupt. And that's when Donald Trump then asked for a favor, if he would look into corruption. Would he check out CrowdStrike? And would he look into Hunter Biden? He said Donald Trump had said he had heard that there were very bad people over there. And he wanted to look into what was going on with the 2016 elections and the allegations of corruption that were in the Ukraine in the attempts to overthrow the U.S. elections in favor of Hillary Clinton, and what was going on with Hunter Biden, President Zelensky stated that he would do so. Later on, we have testimony from the Ukraine and from Zelensky that they weren't pressured by Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, for all you snowflakes out there. He's still your president, whether you like it or not. But yet, the mainstream media and the Democrats do not want to bring up, they don't want to investigate Hillary Clinton. They don't want to investigate Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. They don't want to look into McCabe or Brennan or Lisa Page or Peter Strzok. None of these people. They don't want to look into any of that. And when you bring it up, they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No, these are facts, cold hard facts. And now you've got these whistleblowers in this phony impeachment, whatever, inquisition. And you've got this lawyer, Mark Zaid, who is working for the whistleblower, or at least the alleged whistleblower, that's been called out for what he is, CIA Ramella. And you've got tweets going back to 2017 with this attorney, Mark Zaid, saying, let's get rid of Donald Trump. But President Trump wasn't having it. President Trump called him out in a rally. Pulled out the paperwork and shown basically that Zaid was a sleazeball. Trump called Zaid a sleazeball and read another post on Twitter from the lawyer predicting that CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his first term. This is what the attorney Mark Zaid said. But yet, this is not a coup. He said it out of his own damn mouth, that this was a coup. Proof. We have video footage of Joe Biden bragging about the fact that he used quid pro quo against the Ukraine. But where the hell is the GOP? Where are the subpoenas? Where are the indictments against these people? But see, they underestimate President Trump. In the same rally, President Trump said the whistleblower's lawyer gave away the game. That was Tim Murtaugh. He was the communications director for Trump campaign. He's the one that said that. I apologize. It wasn't President Trump. It was Tim Murtaugh who said the whistleblower's lawyer gave away the game. He said it was always the Democrats' plan to stage a coup and impeach President Trump, and all they ever needed was the right scheme. They whiffed on Mueller, so now they've settled on the perfectly fine Ukraine phone call, and this proves this was orchestrated from the beginning. And we've seen the manuscripts, we've seen the transcripts, if you will, of what happened in the Ukraine call, and it was nothing. They have nothing, another nothing burger. These crazed Democrats are obsessed. They have Trump derangement syndrome. And there's going to be one party left standing after this, people. One party left after this craziness, after this face-off, standoff ends. And if the Democrats can't take out President Trump decisively, they're going to have some problems, because they're the ones escalating this brazen, fabricated assault on the president. The Democrat Party, the extreme left, they've demonstrated to all of us, to every American, that they don't care about any real issues that we're facing right now, such as health care, the cost of health care, the collapse of liberal cities, the growing power and corruption of pharmaceutical companies, the military-industrial complex. They don't care about any of these things. They don't care about the plight of Americans. They don't care about our borders. But instead, they're willing to just waste all their time, all of our money, to watch America burn and collapse as long as they can get President Trump and get him out of office, because this is the only way they can continue with the elite's agenda to deindustrialize the United States, to destroy the borders, to destroy national sovereignty, to take away our individual freedoms, to take away our right to keep and bear arms, to protect ourselves, in order to push an authoritarian dictatorship. This is what they want. And they have recruited these groups like Antifa and others who are basically terrorists. They use criminal exploits and a bunch of lunatics. And they've come full boil to the point of insanity, where they basically don't care if the whole country burns to the ground. They just do not want to see Trump in office for a second term. And they're willing to destroy the country. They're calling for economic collapse. They hope there's a recession. They hope all of these things just so they can make Trump look bad while he's here. But now we're getting close to the elections. And they're getting desperate because they know that time is coming. And the bad part about it is, this attempted coup is just the beginning, people. This is only the beginning. This soft coup is only the very beginning of what the Democrats and the elites and the deep state scumbags, swamp creatures have planned for us. Because if they fail at this soft coup, they're going to escalate. They're going to escalate their plan to a point where the deep state criminals like John Brennan, like Barack Obama, will attempt to carry out plans that include, God forbid, and I'm saying it on this radio show, they may carry out the attempted assassination of our president, God forbid. But what does all that mean? Once that's done, is there going to be a bed of roses afterwards? No, that's just part of the beginning, people. Just part of the beginning. But if they fail to do that, they're going to continue with other moves. And all these attempts are going to result in the loss of life, false flag operations, school shootings, or any other thing that they can think of, more than likely. And so, remember when President Trump came into office, well, during the elections, during the campaign primaries and all of the different elections and the debates, there was one where Hillary Clinton stood up, I think it was in the last one, remember, where she said, it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not in charge of the laws of America. And President Trump said, yeah, because you'd be in jail. Well, why do you think Jeffrey Epstein was murdered? Because people, Donald Trump is carrying out everything that he said he would carry out, or at least attempting to carry out all of his campaign promises. Now we're starting to see the heat. Now we're starting to see sex rings being busted, child pedophilia rings being busted, MS-13 gangs being busted, illegals being deported, the wall being built. Whether they're cutting through it or not, they're building the wall. These wars have not escalated. He's attempted to get us out of these countries, but the deep state, the military-industrial complex, and them are against that. So they always orchestrate something to keep us there, and he knows this. But if Trump doesn't order the arrest and the prosecution of all these swamp creatures, these deep state traitors, and these CIA operatives that are counter-operatives, enemies of the state, and all these fake news media fiction factories, And even while he's at it, clear out the judiciary section of our government, then we know that the Democrats are going to become so desperate as to carry out attacks, possibly terrorist attacks, lawlessness across the United States. We saw it before under the Obama administration, the assassination of police officers, the burning of cities, the attacks of peaceful protesters by Antifa and these other groups. And they're going to have a desperate effort to reclaim and to install, I should say, authoritarianism. That's why they're creating a racial divide. That's why they keep the narrative going that Trump is a racist, a misogynist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, a liar. These things are why they do this, guys. And this is why they're attacking conservative voices like InfoWars, like Drudge Report, like several other groups, Paul Joseph Watson, and other groups. This is why they try to delegitimize Project Veritas and others as well, because, and Julian Assange. Now, Ron Paul wrote this. He said, "It may appear that the Democratic Party, furious over Hillary Clinton's 2016 loss, is the driving force behind this ongoing attempt to remove Donald Trump from office. But at every turn, we see the fingerprints of the CIA and its allies in the U.S. deep state." He went on to say, "Brennan and his deep state counterparts, James Comey at the FBI and former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, launched an operation using what we know is the fake Steele dossier to spy on the Trump presidential campaign and even attempt to entrap Trump campaign employees." And this is why it is very important for every American to stand up, to become aware of what's going on, to really understand what the implications of these things are, how it's going to affect your future and the future of your children, the future of our great country, and God forbid, the future of the world. Because we're really the last beacon of light on this earth, the United States of America and Israel. So the deep state has to be destroyed. It has to be stopped. And that includes big tech. That includes the fake news media. That includes the sectors, the corrupt sectors at least, the corrupt portions of our intelligence community. That includes the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the State Department. And this is why they have been attacking Trump, hiding information from Trump, whistleblowing on Trump, making false accusations against President Trump, because they know that President Trump is trying to clean out the swamp, the Obama holdovers. But if Trump is not able to stop them, there is going to be some detrimental effects that are going to take place. And this is what we do not want to happen, but may happen. Because right now we're witnessing deep state spies. We're looking at operatives inside the bureaucracy fabricating fake accusations against President Trump, and you've got the media being complicit and pretending that they found, you know, all of this evidence, which really doesn't exist. And they're conflating and basically lying about what they call evidence. You know, the manuscript, the transcript of the phone call between President Trump and Ukraine clearly shows that there was no illegality, but yet they'll make it look like there was. all of these so-called whistleblowers all have hearsay knowledge, no direct knowledge, but yet they'll say, oh, well, see, the whistleblowers corroborate it. They corroborate nothing because they're corroborating hearsay, third-party evidence that doesn't mean anything. And the Democrats are just making a theatrical stage in the guise of this impeachment hearing so that they can trick America into going along with this impeachment of Trump by accusing him of carrying out corruption that he never carried out. That in fact, the Democratic Party, the Democratic National Convention, and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and them carried out. Not what President Trump carried out. This is what they're doing. And unfortunately, we have a media that is complicit. And this is why President Trump calls them the fake news. Because they're, in fact, they are the fake news. They're not journalists. Not anymore. They're puppets for the CIA, for the deep state. This is what they are, people. This is where we're at. And it's unfortunate. I want you to listen to this. Listen closely. I think that you'll be informed as to just what I'm talking about. With the so-called mainstream media that is in league with the deep state and these swamp creatures.
Have been trying to get Trump indicted, criminally indicted, with false accusations of treason, are now themselves freaking out and saying that if they don't get rid of Trump, that they might all end up imprisoned. And that would be horrible because they're journalists. Well, first of all, they're not journalists at all. They don't even qualify as journalists. They pretend to be journalists. You know, a real journalist would be someone who attempts to report the truth. There's no one in the left-wing media that attempts to report the truth about anything related to Trump or the Democrats or, you know, politics at all. For example, if it turned out that President Trump had, let's say, pressured the government of Ukraine to force one of their big natural gas companies to funnel $60,000 a month to Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and that they had done so for, let's say, a long period of time, enough to transfer over $850,000 to Trump's son, and that if Trump had demanded that the government of Ukraine fire a prosecutor in Ukraine that was looking into this corruption. If that had happened under Trump, the media would be going insane. So-called journalists would be talking about that every day, demanding his resignation, demanding his criminal indictment. And yet, by the way, none of that has been done by Trump, but all of that has been done by Joe Biden. And there's not a peep from the media. Not.
And we know this. That was from Natural News. Mike Adams, I believe his name is, who often appears on Infowars.com. That was from one of his podcasts, Natural News. You can check him out. He very often has very good things to report on, to inform us. So this is what we're talking about. The deep state is hell-bent on destroying President Trump. But
I want you to listen.
If this coup, this soft coup, fails, the deep state is prepared, people. They have been prepared. They've been waiting for this opportunity to create this new world order for hundreds of years, and they're not going to stop now. They're not going to let an orange man, as they would call him, get in their way. So these same deep state operatives, these same crisis actors such as Brennan, you got McCabe, you got Comey, Obama, you got Hillary Clinton, and so on. These people are going to fabricate fake financial documents. They're going to pretend that Trump committed all kinds of different financial crimes. Right now, they've been trying to get his, you know, his tax records. They've been trying to find anything and everything on him. These documents will probably be faked. They'll be faker than Barack Obama's birth certificate. And so these people are cunning. They're resourceful. They are not to be underestimated. We had all kinds of scandal under the Obama administration, and yet they come out and say there wasn't a single scandal. The Obama deep state has extensive experience, people, in fabricating fake documents. They will use those skills in trying to put Trump, you know, in prison for criminal behavior that he didn't commit. We already know this. You basically can't trust anything that the mainstream media is reporting on, because they are lying about almost everything in regards to President Trump and the current administration, because they're following orders from their handlers. They're following orders from the deep state and from their elite masters above them, handed to them via the Catholic Intelligence Agency, the CIA. So if they cannot bring false evidence against Trump, if they can't falsify documents and get him for that, you can best believe they're going to attempt different types of what we would call terrorism. They're going to ratchet up their plans. They're going to use false flag operations, more than likely, to create a state of civil war here in the U.S., racially, economically, politically, religiously, whatever means they can use. We know that the CIA has run. You remember Judge Napolitano when he came out and said, I think it was a few years ago, that there was like 17 terrorist preventive attacks, you know, that possible attacks by terrorists out of the 17. Pretty much all 17 were orchestrated by the FBI and the CIA, or at least the FBI. So don't you think they'll use operatives again, run by the FBI, useful idiots, who will have extensive experience in carrying out planning attacks of terrorism across the United States, blaming it on what? White supremacy, white supremacist, Trump supporters, right-wing activists. And who knows what they'll use. We don't know if they'll go as high as chemical attacks, biological attacks, nuclear attacks in their attempts to destroy this current administration. And you, if you take note of this, people, this level of desperation by the Democrats and the deep state equals that of the staged attacks on 9/11. Be looking for another Pearl Harbor type attack, such as 9/11. You know, we know, according to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, there is extensive empirical evidence that the buildings were imploded by demolition. We know that there were certain elements in our government that had to have known there was going to be an attack and even helped to prepare elements of that attack on 9/11. We know there are doubts about the attack on the Pentagon and the possibility that instead of a plane striking the Pentagon, it could have been something more like a cruise missile or a missile of some sort. And then they tried to claim that it was a, you know, this big jet that, you know, nobody, all these professional pilots said would have been nearly impossible to fly that plane at that altitude, at that speed, at that low level, right into the side of the Pentagon the way they did. And then they found no wreckage at the scene. They found nothing. They found scraps of metal. They didn't find engines. They found no parts practically. And a small hole in the side of the Pentagon. Some of the windows weren't even blown out in that area. The only side of the Pentagon, by the way, that they fortified, that they reinforced before this attack. And you got to remember, around the Pentagon, it was the FBI that confiscated hundreds of surveillance videos from right around that area, basically burying all the video evidence that any type of missile had actually struck the building because we couldn't see the footage. There were a couple that were slipped out, though. And we got to remember that President Obama, although he's out of office, still has his hands in the mechanizations of our government and the Pentagon because he has loyalists there. He has Obama holdovers that Trump did not clean out. We don't know what they can do. We don't know what kind of acts of terrorism they can carry out and blame it on white nationalists, white supremacists. They can make up what they want because you've got the news agencies that will back them. So this is what we're possibly looking at. And we know that there have been mysterious deaths of several people. As a matter of fact, I've got a list of the Clinton body count, basically. 47 deaths. This is from the Buffalo Chronicle. Clinton role suspected in 47 deaths as critics call for a special prosecutor. From the Buffalo Chronicle, in the aftermath of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's jailhouse death, critics of Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton are identifying at least 47 deaths in which they suspect the couple have played a drinking role. Attorney General Barr has announced that the DOJ's Office of the Inspector General and the FBI will be conducting investigations into the circumstances of Epstein's death at the Federal Corrections Center. But many are calling for a much more extensive investigation of the Clintons and the suspicious circumstances that often surround the deaths of the witnesses who are preparing to testify against them, and they want Barr to appoint a special prosecutor. Funny how all these people just go kaput when they're about to testify against the Clintons, right? And so it says Epstein is taken off suicide watch a week before his death, and he was being housed in a special housing unit in the SHU, where he was segregated from the general population for closer surveillance, but staffing shortages at the facility necessitated excessive overtime demands on its guards, and Epstein hadn't been checked or observed for hours at the time he was found. At least this is their story. And so on. But you got several people who have died. Suspiciously. But, guys, I'm going to digress from the Clinton body count for right now and get back to this war against President Trump that the deep state is carrying out. They can do anything, guys. They could do biological attacks, chemical attacks, weaponized strains of bacteria in some sort of, you know, weapon delivery system, let's say. A dirty bomb nuclear attack, chemical attacks, you know, we don't know. Aerosolized fentanyl. It would almost be impossible to defend yourself against it if you're out in the open. You breathe it one time and boom, you're dead, basically. You know, you could use dirty bombs, small dirty bombs, any kind of thing. But I'm telling you, the Democrats, this party, have been overran, co-opted by these extreme leftist Marxists, and they're attempting to overthrow the United States of America. And I don't know if I can push that hard enough to get you to understand that the Democrats and the deep state are at war with America. And as they get more and more desperate, there's not going to be anything they won't do. Let's look back. Look at JFK. Look at Robert F. Kennedy. Look at Martin Luther King. Look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Look at the 9/11 cover-up. Do we really think that your government is here to protect you and to look out for you as an American citizen? Or are they looking out for the agenda that they're pushing? A lot of these acts of mass destruction and terrorism that we've seen in U.S. history, a lot of them were actually carried out by the deep state itself. They were actually false flag operations carried out for political purposes. You can look at Oklahoma City. They've tried to censor conservative talk radio. And we know that 9/11, once that was carried out, it expanded the domestic surveillance powers, which Bush instituted and then Obama and Clinton also pushed as well. But you had the Patriot Act, the NDAA, and so on. These things were all in preparation for this authoritarianism that they want to push. And we remember that John F. Kennedy, you know, there were several reasons for them taking him out. He wanted to end the Federal Reserve. He wanted to bring the money supply back under control of the U.S. Congress. He wanted to end the Vietnam War. He was helping in civil rights. Dr. King, Martin Luther King, was assassinated because he was preaching racial peace and he wanted unity. He didn't want violence. He didn't want hatred. But of course, this is the tool of tyrants. I And there's a lot of history in this. We could go back. But the main thing that President Trump has to look out for is another possible JFK attempt. You know, they don't have to shoot. They could make it look like a natural death. They could poison. There could be any type of event. They could make it look like a desperate right winger did it, a white supremacist did it. You know, and they can come up with these stories. And I know that there are several patriots out there, and even a Navy SEAL that had reported that if there was an attempt and a successful overthrow of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who was duly elected by we the people, that there will be an uprising. God forbid. You know? And then we got to worry about our enemies, like China. They all keep wanting to say that we got to look out for Russia, but we got to look out for China. China is the bigger enemy than Russia. We got to look out for the United Nations. I mean, not as powerful as what people may think, but these are the things that we have to look at. These people are seriously pissed that President Trump is still in office. And they'd like nothing more than to send in the UN troops. Hell, we've listened to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We've listened to Ilhan Omar, all of them asking for the United Nations to regulate our boats, to come in and regulate the border. Any excuse to bring in UN troops into the United States, which will never happen, not while patriots are here and while there's 200 million guns in the hands of American citizens. They're not going to allow that. And we have a loyal military police force, hopefully, that have been on the side of President Trump. Johnny Mack at AmericanPartisan.org has published an excellent new article that discusses the importance of realizing that your comms will go down and then the grid will go down under a national emergency. And he says this means you're not going to be able to communicate by phone or internet or any common carrier. So what are you going to do? Radio frequencies, of course, which is why ham radio operators and technicians at that time will rule the recovery, he states. He says in a national emergency, once your electrical substation goes down, communication along with other things that electricity provides will be gone too. So what's going to be your plan to generate enough electricity to keep your furnace going, your freezers freezing, and your communications happening? Well, he says, certainly if you have a generator and plenty of fuel and your family can survive, but all the power in the world at your home will not allow you to communicate blocks away and let away states know if cell towers have no power. What's your communication plan post-grid in a post-grid down situation with and the backup generators and the cell towers run out of fuel? Because you think about that, you know, look at California right now with the blackouts and everything. They can shut down power. They can shut down electricity, people. You know, they have a lot of power. So we really are looking toward the Senate, hoping that the Senate will just throw this nonsense out against the deep state. But you have serious players that are playing for keeps and have no problem taking people out of their way when they feel it's necessary to, by what we've seen. And so all I can say is pray for the president. be a patriot. Be ready to stand for the Constitution of the United States and be ready to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He who would find his life will lose it, Yeshua said. But he said, he who lays down his life for my sake will find it again. And I don't care what these people out there say about President Trump on the left. I don't care what these ignorant people say about his character. The man has given up all of his pay as president. He's given up more pay as a businessman since he's been in office. He's given up a luxury life that he could have just went on going on with, all in order to make our country better, to give us another opportunity at making America great for all ethnicities, for all cultures, for every human being. There's only one race on earth, people. It's the human race. And it's about time we start to understand that and take care of one another. But you also have in the Bible the justice of Hashem against enemies of righteousness. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, you had the war of the sons of light with the sons of darkness, that epic battle. And that's where we're drawing close to. So all I can say is trust in Hashem with all your might. Be of great courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. She'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for our president. Pray for the administration right now. And pray that the wickedness be exposed for what it really is, whatever that wickedness is, whatever the truth is. Pray that the truth be come to light. And that those who love darkness be exposed. For Six Emperor Tyrannus News, I'm Mark Matheny saying protect your own rights, people. Because if you don't, no one else will. Thanks for listening, and I am signing out.